Mom, do you remember that troublemaker in my class who I told you about?
Rick? The guy who always wants to be the center of attention, right?
Mm-hmm. So Mr. Hines had to leave the room, and as soon as he leaves, Rick gets up and sits in Mr. Hines's chair, acting like he's the teacher, just for a few laughs.
Sounds obnoxious to me.
But that's not the worst of it. He got so carried away that he started fooling around with Mr. Hines's tablet. Then things kind of got out of hand. He dropped it on the floor, and the screen cracked.
Well, it serves him right. I suppose he's in big trouble now.
Actually, no. He ran back to his seat as if nothing had happened.
But Mr. Hines must have seen the tablet when he got back. What happened then?
No one said a word.
Why didn't you or anyone else speak up?
I guess no one wanted to be called a snitch. And now Mr. Hines is blaming everyone. He knows we all know what happened. I feel so guilty.
Sophie, don't be so hard on yourself. You aren't the only one who didn't do the right thing. So how can you make things right now?
I could tell Mr. Hines the truth.
Or what about talking to Rick instead? Tell him to own up to what he did. Say it's not fair for him to expect you or his other classmates to conceal the truth to protect him.
That's actually a pretty good idea. Rick's not a bad guy, just a bit of a clown. He'll get it.
And then no one would think you were telling on him.
Mom, you're so smart.